This is Minnesota Music Notes, moments in the musical history of our state. Throughout the early and mid-1900s, old-time New Orleans music, better known as Dixieland, was passed around through music scenes across the country. And you betcha, this early jazz sound didn't pass up the land of 10,000 lakes, thanks in a large part to Spring Valley, Minnesota's Doc Evans. For a handful of years, Doc was in the spotlight of Chicago's jazz scene. And while this rigorous lifestyle earned Doc Evans a name in the jazz world, he knew that he was meant to continue his career in Minnesota. Soon after his return to Minnesota in 1952, he opened up the Rampart Street Club in Mendota, a jazz venue that Minnesota-made Dixieland could call home. Doc Evans' legacy is one of the first in Minnesota jazz, and despite his ability to pack the likes of Walker Art Center, he still was regularly found playing on the street. As Doc himself said, "Jazz doesn't know where it is, and it doesn't care." Minnesota Music Notes is produced by Ampers, made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampersmusic.org.